If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today...
The forest of Fontainebleau, south of Paris, has attracted artists for centuries. The Barbizon School of Painters in the 19th century captured the natural beauty of the region and made it famous. For the past 6 years, in early June, the French Culture Ministry has organised at the Château of Fontainebleau and its surrounding area the Festival of Art History. The event draws academics and students from France and abroad, as well as local families. Nature is the festival's main theme this year, with so much concern for our ecological state of being, and also because nature was probably the first subject ever depicted, it's a theme for an art history festival, if ever there was one. I met Annick Lemoine at the French National Institute of Art History, the INHA, in Paris, as she was gearing up for this year's festival. She's on the festival's scientific team, along with the Museums of France agency. They've devoted a lot of attention to make sure the festival, which may sound academic and dry, has maximum appeal.
We want to focus also on the history of gardens, which is a theme that is very popular today. So there'll be many conferences and debates about the importance of the Fontainebleau Forest and discoveries about cave art.
What role does history of art play in society today?
The aim of the festival is to talk about this and to explain what is art history, its importance and its different fields. I think it's crucial importance today with the invasion of images in everyday world and in the young ones especially. And for instance, in France at school, we learn to know how to critique a text. We will maybe study a little bit cinema, but we never study images and how to understand an image, how to question it, what does it say, what are the references, what they imply behind. So I think art history is crucial, and what we want to explain at the festival with all the actors is that what it is and what answers and clues it can give. Our aim is really to invite all the actors of art history, so professors of university, curators, critics, but also actors of the art market, of the publishers, journalists, students, artists, of course. We propose also a section on cinema to show the work of cinema on art and how it can also be art history. And there'll be many debates where specialists of cinema, of visual arts meet and help us to understand better visual arts.
It's a multi-layered event. You were telling me earlier you have 5 or 6 events or activities going on at the same time.
Yeah, it's called the Festival de l'Histoire de l'Art, so it's a party for art history. It's a celebration, and this is why we think it's very important to have cinema, lectures, and performance all taking place at the same time, and visits and different types of lectures from great professors to very young students, from artists to gardeners this year. So it will be very rich and a great variety of proposals.
Each year, the Festival of Art History chooses a guest country whose own history of art constitutes the second main focus in the festival. This year, it's the US. US and African-American art, Los Angeles Latino art, art about gender. These are amongst other subjects selected by the festival for a close-up. Annick Lemoine.
Of course, inviting the United States, it's like we were inviting a continent. It's huge, and maybe there'll be more lectures, panels, and debates also because of the nature of art history and the importance of the United States for the development of art history. We have a special focus on the relationship and exchange between France and America, and also the role of America and the construction of art history after the Second World War and the flight of a lot of great art historians in the United States, like Panofsky, Witkower, and others, that have started a new art history in America, but that are Europeans. So we also will pose a debate on this.
How did you choose your special guests? Because among all the contemporary artists today, you have chosen two, I believe, or perhaps more.
We wanted to have Jeff Koons because he will do the inaugural conference. And it is important for us also to be able to talk to a very broad public, to have a famous artist. And we've realized that he was the most famous artist in France when you ask people about America. And also, he really thinks his art, if I must say, in relationship to art history. He has a passion for museums. He's a collector himself, so we're going to question him about that. And he's very keen in being a passeur, communicating his passion for art, and he conceives, I think, in part his art in this way. So that was important for us. And we hope that people that will come to meet, listen to Jeff Koons will then be curious and will discover other artists and other conferences. For instance, there will be a debate and a presentation of the work of Theophis Gates. Unfortunately, he couldn't come, but he will send us a video of his work.
Jeff Koons, well known for deep pink balloon, poodle-shaped sculptures, his work is also connected very much to art history. One example being his reworking of historic paintings or sculptures with a contemporary view. Koons is also, however, a fan of 19th century French realist painter Gustave Courbet, as well as being an art collector. These interesting tidbits of information may have remained a secret in France if it weren't for the History of Art Festival. Vila Tielemans works for the Terra Foundation and helped prepare the US contribution to this Festival of Art History. She says that the festival's invitation provided a great opportunity to show the rich variety of American art.
We called it internally the Americas, the American art as multiple, as diverse, and also the working on the arts in America, even if it is from a perspective of an African-American community or from a Latino-speaking community. We felt it was important to show that because it's something that is much lesser known here. Often the French public is very familiar with post-war abstract expressionist names, for instance, but much less about that other history which hasn't been told so often.
Whilst you were putting together this festival, and what kind of questions arose?
We were really conscious about the audience, and the festival has a wide audience from K to 12 to people who are really specialists. So we really wanted to arrive at a series of events that French local people or Europeans or whatever, or people here would be interested in. So how to make that connection, I think, was a very important question. And you see it in the program in the sense that there's a lot about Franco-American exchanges or the history of that, of the relationships. And at the same time, we wanted to bring it a step further, bring in some less familiar material. But it was definitely the concern about bridging, I think, communities that was important.
Although Tielemans says Terra feels contemporary US artists can manage without their help, Koons and Theista Gates, the other special guest, are good ambassadors whose work and outlook, moreover, complement each other.
He does represent U.S. art history in its complexities, in the challenges that his work invites us to think about commercialism, about the role of the art market, sales, but also how one looks at objects and in our society today. He plays with that in a complex way, I think. So we felt it was important to, in a way, complement his artistic practice by the presentation of the work of another artist, Theaster Gates, who is a social activist. And he will not be able to be there in person, but there will be screening of his work and a panel session, people debating about what he's trying to do. So in a way, they mirror each other. I think they are both concerned with the role of art in American society today, but taking it from different angles. And I think it's wonderful to have the two and one as the guest artist of honor, but then also somebody who is working out of Chicago with a rebuild foundation and really trying to involve communities.
Every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their pick.
The Festival of Art History starts on June the 1st and goes on until June the 3rd in the chateau and town of Fontainebleau and other places nearby. Thanks to Annick Lemoine and Vila Tielemans for taking part today, and thank you for joining me. Until next time, from me, Roslyn Hyams, goodbye.